Phil Korman from CISA and Greg Melnick, who sits on the board of CISA. Big news story broke yesterday about how CISA is spearheading a Hurricane Irene Farm Relief Loan Fund. How is this going to work for local farmers who were hit by Irene?
The story here is that we had members of the community calling us. We had farmers who were in contact with us. And over the last 5-6 weeks, we've been trying to think how we could provide the most assistance. And the way we started was making sure that our farmers knew what federal resources of the government were available to them. But still, Greg and I had been talking behind the scenes and with other people, and it was, is there more that we can do, because more was needed? And we landed on the idea of a revolving loan fund, of providing loans at 0% interest. And at the same time, we had an anonymous donor approach me who offered a $50,000 match for every dollar we raised. And the next day after I got that offer, we met with Whole Foods Market, which had wanted to do something around this whole issue. And we finally got in the room together the next day. And within 2 weeks, they were ready to make a $15,000 commitment towards the $50,000.
So that's already matching.
That's already
almost
matched
up to, you know, like close to halfway of the $50,000 from the anonymous donor. Now, Greg Melnick, you not only grew up on farms, working throughout the valley as a farmer, you have experience in regards to the finances behind farming. Tell me how you play into this interest loan.
That's right. I spent about 34 years working for the Farm Credit Service as a loan officer.
And this is getting loans for farmers, the Farm Credit Service?
Plus, they provided a lot of other services. That's where I feel I can be of some assistance.
Now, how is the loan going to work? Who is loaning the money? I know there's the anonymous donor, there's Whole Foods. When I'm a farmer and I'm going to go take a zero interest loan, who am I borrowing that money from?
Today, literally today, a farmer can go to buylocalfood.org. The application is up there. We have a loan committee set up with representatives from the board, the staff of CISA, Equity Trust, the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, and we have two farmers also on that loan committee. They will review that information that they get, and within 15 business days will render a decision back to the farmer.
I'm assuming that's faster than the government would be paying out money for some sort of...
In many cases, I think that's correct. Timeliness is the important factor here. We know there's some people out there who have lost their income for the latter part of the year. Sometimes that latter part of the year is really where you make your profit.
Right.
So there's some folks that really need some assistance, and they need it promptly. So that's why we want this 15-day maximum turnaround time on this loan. Granted, they're not large loans, but they may be enough for some folks to get by on.
Is $50,000 the limit of what you have to loan out at CISA, or does it go above and beyond that, well, including the match, I guess, so $50,000 plus the match?
If it gets matched, we're up to $100,000, and there's no limit to what we can raise. The more resources we bring in, the more farmers we can help. The other piece is that a farmer will not have to pay anything back in the first year. We'll be able to be sort of a bridge loan for some farmers where they're not going to see income to maybe May or June, and this could carry them to when their farm is generating income again.
Phil Korman and Greg Melnick, both representing CISA, who have a new assistance loan program for farmers who were hit by Irene. The big story yesterday, too, was that there is an anonymous $50,000 donor who has helped make this possible. Who is that person?
You know, it's funny you ask, because that person is actually anonymous.
That does all that internet hacking, that group anonymous?
It's just incredible that an anonymous donor is truly anonymous.
Don't you think that when somebody does something really nice like this, that they should be honored, even if they want to be anonymous?
You know, it's interesting. That person is being honored the way they want to be honored.
Which is by not being honored?
We're very clear that they are really, really honored to step up and to provide this gift to CISA, because they trust the work that CISA does and know farmers trust CISA. They sort of feel like they've put out this incredible invitation to the community to match their generosity.
It's Bill Cosby, isn't it?
No, it's not Bill Cosby.
Is it Mike Kittredge?
I am not going to say that it's you, Monty, because I promised you I wouldn't.
Thank you. Phil Korman and Greg Melnick from CISA. Good news for farmers. Buylocalfood.org if you're a farmer who needs a loan, or if you want to be one of the ones that will help match that anonymous $50,000.